will not be televised.
Stay woke, stay black. The revolution ain't televised, but it's broadcasted live right here on the No Filter Podcast with your host. I'm Just Chico. You're now tuned in to the Morning Power Hour, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet. It's your big homie, I'm Just Chico. Welcome back. That was Chris Brown with No Guidance, and I'm always gonna give the cheers for that brother, okay? Because he catches too much of a bad rap. So shout out to you, Chris. And now it's time to sit your ass on this couch for Chico's study session. And today, we're talking about her story, our legacy, celebrating Black women's contribution, okay? This month is Women's History Month. But on this show, we are especially talking about our Black women, all right? And I say that because, you know, I feel that we, as Black men, we need to stand up for our sisters and encourage our sisters to be better, to do better, and to strive to be the best that they can, okay? So, with that being said, we're turning the spotlight on some of the fiercest, most inspiring women in our history, our Black queens. This, like I said, this is her story, our legacy. It's a tribute to the women who broke barriers, built legacies, and continue to uplift our community every single day. Okay, get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we celebrate Black Women's History Month. Okay, the first thing up, let's kick it off by remembering the pioneers. Think of women like Harriet Tubman, who not only led countless souls to freedom, but also inspired generations to fight for justice. Okay, she led the Underground Railroad, and this is a very, very pertinent and important part of our Black history, because this woman led the slaves to freedom. Okay, and I think that's very, very, very important. So, Harriet Tubman, you will forever get these cheers, okay? You will forever get your flowers, all right? The next one I want to talk about is Sojourner Truth, whose Ain't I a Woman speech still resonates with power and pride, okay? These trailblazers paved the way for all of us, and they encourage, and their courage reminds us that history is made by those brave enough to stand up and speak out, okay? Listen, if you haven't heard that speech, do your best to go find it, all right? The internet is your best friend. Just Google Sojourner Truth, Ain't I a Woman, and I promise you it will rebuild, revitalize, and revigorate your womanness. I swear to God, okay? Now let's vibe with the queens who changed cultural landscape, okay? From soulful sounds of Aretha Franklin, let me listen. Come on, Aretha. To the bold, innovative style of Nina Simone. Oh, come on now. Black women have been at the forefront of music and art. Their voices aren't just sounds. They're anthems of resistance, hope, and unyielding strength. These icons made us feel, think, and dream, turning art into a revolution. Okay? The revolution is televised, all right? I promise you. Moving into the world of wisdom, our literary queens like Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, and Zora Neale Hurston. Come on, man. Their books and poems open up new worlds, capturing the beauty and complexity of Black life. Their writings continue to challenge norms and inspire self-love, proving that our stories are as deep and diverse as our culture. Yes. Come on now. Come on, my voice is My voice is not even at 100%, but I'm still here, all right? And I'm going to give it everything I got, because this is for us. This is for y'all. This is for togetherness. Now, let's talk about the political power. Black women have always been the backbone of community change, from Shirley Chisholm. Hold on. Yeah, there we go. From Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman in Congress, to modern leaders like Stacey Abrams fighting for voting rights. Oh, I'll break this button. Swear to God. These women have shown that leadership isn't about fitting a mold. It's about breaking it and building a new one. One that's inclusive. I love that word. Inclusive. Part of the, it's inclusive and bold. All right. They're trying to kill DEI, but it's something that is too far embedded and ingrained, and they'll never get rid of it. All right. I promise you that. Next up, innovation and hustle. Black women are redefining business and technology. Think of trailblazers like Madam C.J. Walker. Wait a minute. There we go. See, don't worry. Madam C.J. Walker, listen, who built an empire in beauty, and today's entrepreneurs disrupting industries left and right. Okay, listen, black women are here, and they are stepping. They stepping. I promise, I love it. Okay, they're providing creativity, resilience, and a whole lot of grind that can turn dreams into legacies. When black women lead, entire communities rise. Right? Community is power. Look at how black women have always been at the center of grassroots movements. From local activists fighting for better schools and safer neighborhoods to national voices leading social change. Whether it's organizing protests, building community centers, or mentoring the next generation, these women are the glue that hold our community together. All right, so shout out to all of the women that are activists and community builders. It's a very tough, arduous job, but they do it, and they do it with grace. All right. The next thing up is taking care of our minds and body. All right. Taking care of our minds and bodies is revolutionary, and black women have long been champions of holistic healing. Listen, holistic healing is where it's at, okay? We ain't taking none of them pills no more. They've opened doors to self-care practices that honor our culture, blending traditional remedies with modern wellness trends. Their work in mental health, fitness, and community care reminds us that true power starts with self-love and care, all right? Woo! Come on now. The next thing up is black women have always been at the forefront of redefining what beauty means. Black women are the most emulated, okay? That's just the hands down. There's no one that can compare. There's no one that can what's the phrase? Often imitated but never duplicated. Okay. There's something about that natural black it's from the heavens. It just is, and there's nothing you can do about it. We were embodied with a certain light, all right? They've challenged media norms, embraced natural hair, and shown us that beauty is diverse, dynamic, and defiant. From fierce models to innovative makeup artists, these queens are rewriting the rules and celebrating every shade and shape of black beauty. Yes. Come on, man. Come on now. Stop it. Today, black women dominate pop culture. Whether it's in film, TV, social media, icons like Beyonce, Rihanna, Issa Rae. Come on now. They're all more than just entertainers. They're trendsetters and storytellers who use their platforms to drive conversations about race, gender, empowerment, okay? Their influence reminds us that pop culture is not just entertainment. It's a powerful force for change. Because if anything, we know what it is and not what it looks like. So we know how to get on that platform and talk to us how we talk to us. Okay? Just like the Super Bowl. Just like the Super Bowl, man. If you didn't get it, it wasn't for you. It wasn't for you, all right? Now listen, finally, it's all about legacy. Every Black queen standing today is built on the shoulders of those who came before. Now it's our turn to pass the torch. Whether you're a mentor, a community leader, or just living your truth every day, remember that your actions inspire future generations. Keep building, keep loving, and keep breaking those barriers. Our future is bright because of you, okay? All the Black queens out there, you, I am very, very proud. And because I see how our sisters are reaching out to the little girls and they're pulling them up, you know, they're teaching them, they're giving them the proper love, the proper guidance and attention, you know? So that's for you guys, man. That's for you guys. It's Women's History. I see it like this. Women's History Month is the same thing as Black History Month. We celebrate it all year because you guys have paved the way. We have paved the way, you know, and it's only right that we give back. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, those are your 10 inspiring things about Black Women's History Month, all right? Yes.
Hey, man. Say, man.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.